Order, please. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did fund the full funding request for Alamar. This item was in the operating budget and was deleted at the conference table, a bill that we had already presented, and there was no voiced concern from the administration after the appropriation was eliminated. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any further discussion on amendment number four? Senator Dyson.
Well, I just...
This is the wrap-up, Senator Dyson?
Yes, thank you. I just have a very clear message from the administration that, that it is very important. The work has to be done. If there is indeed a vital or a irreducible minimum of things government is supposed to do, it is infrastructure, and particularly for personals... safety issues and public safety issues, and this is firefighting, search and rescue. The troopers use it all the time, and I think that it's that this is the SATS system on which the Alamar rides is vitally important, and I hope the message from the conference committee wasn't that the state is supposed to let this system die. I encourage a positive vote on this amendment.
Thank you. The question being, shall amendment number four be adopted? Senators may proceed to vote. The secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? The secretary will record the vote, and the secretary will tally the vote.
Four yeas, 14 nays.
And so amendment number four has failed to be adopted.
Refetties.
Further discussion? The question being, shall Senate CS for House Bill 113 Finance pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. The Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the vote, and the Secretary will tally the vote.
15 yeas, 4 nays.
And so, Senate CS for House Bill 113 Finance has passed the Senate. Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on final passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Mr. President, I further move the budget reserve fund section.
Motion is on adopting the budget reserve fund section. Senators may proceed to vote. The Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the vote. The Secretary will tally the vote.
15 yeas, 4 nays.
And so the budget reserve fund section has been adopted.
Refetti.
Will the Senate come back to order, please? Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move that we return to messages from the other body.
Without objection, so ordered.
Concur message dated April 19th, stating the House passed CS for Senate Bill Number 72, State Affairs, with the following amendments. House CS for Senate Bill Number 72, Finance Amended, House, Child Safety Seats and Seat Belts, and it is returned for consideration.
Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 72, State Affairs, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 72, Finance, Amended House, and would recommend a yes vote.
Thank you. There's no discussion. Senator French.
Boosterific.
That's twice this session, Senator French. Further discussion? The question being, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to CS for Senate Bill 72 State Affairs, thus adopting House CS for Senate Bill 72 Finance Amended House? Senators may proceed to vote. The Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the vote, and the Secretary will tally the vote.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendment, thus adopting House CS for CS for Senate Bill 72 Finance Amended House. The Secretary will notify the House.
anything else? Mr. President, I move that we go down the calendar to unfinished business.
Without objection, under unfinished business, Senator Navarro.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, it is my honor and privilege to be allowed to waive under Uniform Rule 23, Senate Bill 132, an act relating to the Southeast Energy Fund by the co-chairman of Finance, and I do have all signatures from the members of the Resources Committee.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you. Under unfinished business, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be not subject to the call of the Senate from April 25th through May 25th. For personal safety.
Not objection, so ordered.
Brief adding.
Order, please. Maybe not. Point of error, Ellis. No, I'm sorry, Madam Secretary. Actually, we are under consideration of the daily calendar. We're going to deal with the citations at this point. Madam Secretary.
Citations. Honoring Kenneth and Janetta Hughes. Honoring Anchorage Fire Chief Craig Goodrich. Honoring Rebecca Kalpinski. In memoriam, Bueller Mae Poindexter. In memoriam, David Kennedy. In memoriam, Mary Ann and William Bentley Stevens, Jr.
Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, there are some special order of business citations, so at this time I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citations be taken up as a special order of business.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move approval of the citations.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in recess until the call of the chair.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Senate come back to order, please? Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we return back up the calendar to messages from the other body.
Without objection, so ordered.
Messages dated April 19th stating the House passed and is returning the following. CS for Senate Bill Number 116, Finance, Appropriation, Energy Assistance. CS for Senate Bill Number 1, Finance, Alaska Minimum Wage. Senate Bill Number 88, Power Cost Equalization. CS for Senate Bill Number 170, Finance, Unemployment Compensation. They have been referred for enrollment. Concur message, dated April 19th, stating the House passed. CS for Senate Bill Number 75, Finance, with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill Number 75, Finance, Budget, Capital, Supplemental, and Other Appropriations, and it is returned for consideration.
Thank you, Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, for the members' information, this is the capital budget, and I would move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 75, Finance, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 75, Finance, and would recommend a yes vote.
And discussion. Senator Terry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate during the break the co-chair of Finance gave me a list of changes that I and my staff and I could go over just to see what corrections and additions were made. I'm satisfied that they were as have been portrayed to me relatively modest. And the one thing that I do want to highlight, though, is an addition on the last page of the bill, and that appears on page 81, primarily lines 8, 9, 10, that talks about the utilization of constitutional section of the Constitution 17B that deals with the Budget Reserve Fund. And if I could have the body just to read a bit of that. It says the amount calculated to be available for appropriation under Section 9, Article 9, Section 17B of the Constitution of Budget Reserve for fiscal year 2010 is appropriated. So it really is kind of an open-ended. It's not a specific dollar amount. And basically what it says is we're going to take a roll of the dice, but the fact that the size of the appropriations last year were so large, and this year with lower general fund revenue, and the fact that the stock market has taken down the value of the earnings reserve, will allow us to use the 17B mechanism to appropriate up to what could be, according to Mr. Teal, $1.9 billion. The difficulty in that is when you say that you're going to compare the expenditures of last year, we can calculate, we know what the general fund appropriation was for the operating budget. We know what it was for the capital budget. But then you get into all the appropriations in the savings, and whether those count or not is the problem. When pressed, Mr. Teal indicated that well, you're an accountant, you're a number person, you can calculate that. It's my understanding that Mr. Teal's response was, well, unfortunately, the people that will be doing that calculation are attorneys, not the numbers people. It's not the accountants that are going to make that decision. Because we don't know exactly, and the courts up to this point have not given us any definition of how you add up the previous year's expenditures. And so if you're counting on a super high number so that you can draw up to $1.9 billion to place it into the general fund, carry it forward, thus denying the minority and the other body any levers next year, I think we're likely to be in litigation, and we'll be back next year, and we won't know whether that mechanism has worked or not. So we're likely to have a problem next year when we'll be dealing with that. I'm not sure exactly why you feel compelled to utilize this mechanism, but I think it's going to present more questions than any of us have answers to. Thank you.
Thank you. Discussion? Senator Hutchins, Senator Stanton.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Just briefly, because it's late in the evening, I just want to touch on a couple of things that was added on the House. It was an increase in the capital budget of $32.6 million. It gives us a reduction number from a little over $500 million to $472 million from the governor's proposed budget. But let me just hit on a couple items for those watching at home. We added intent language to clarify that $25 million appropriated to the Renewable Energy Fund, which projects they were. We specified that. They added $6.6 million for the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, deferred maintenance, $3.3 for that, and another $3.3 added for the Lusak Manor deferred maintenance in Anchorage. Added 400 general funds and 400 federal funds for the Alaska Aviation Safety Program. $200,000 for the Harbor Fund, Harbor Program, and that's mainly to protect some employees with a budget reduction so they can function. Added $15 million in federal funds for surface transportation programs, 13 of it for Seward Meridian Parkway, $2 million for Sterling Highway Scales, and they allocated another $6 million in cruise ship head tax funds around the state. Those are the main major items that totaled up to 32.6. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Stanton. Further discussion? Question B. Shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to CS for Senate Bill 75 Finance, thus adopting House CS for Senate Bill 75 Finance? Senators may proceed to vote. The Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the vote. The Secretary will tally the vote.
14 yeas, 2 nays.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendment, thus adopting House CS for Senate Bill 75 Finance. Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on concurrence be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Concur message dated April 19th.
Wait just a moment, please. The Secretary will move for the House and Senator Passman.
Yes, Mr. President, may we move back up the calendar to introduction of guests?
Without objection, so ordered.
I would like to introduce Anna Sorensen. She is in the gallery to our left over here, and she's been an indispensable part of my staff. And just want to let everyone know that between now and next year when she returns that she'll be married, and she's marrying the gentleman closest to the window. So anyway, if the Senate could please welcome Anna Sorensen.
Senator French.
Thank you, Mr. President. While we're on the subject of indispensability, my chief of staff and my newest staffer, Cindy Smith, on your left, and Kate Herring on your right, are both here. Both have done great service for me and for the state. If you'd help me welcome them to the Senate.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. While we're speaking of introducing people, one of the things, and I'm assuming that this is not going to be the last opportunity I'll have to introduce her, but my chief of staff, Denise Liccioli, is in the gallery. And one of the concerns I have is her grandchild is moving out of state, and so we may be, maybe not be around for a long time. With that, Denise Liccioli, please.
Senator Thomas.
It's catchy. Anyhow, it's my pleasure to introduce my chief of staff, Joe Hardenbrook, who is the other end of the bind that will be made, or the bond. This is not a bind. The bond. Sorry, I misspoke. Anyhow, that's not the first time I've done that here. Thank you very much.
Welcome, Joe. Thank you for the notion of guests, Senator Huggins.
Yeah, Mr. President. Last but not least. There are two ladies that have worked for me for multiple years who are stellar and can do anything and keep me out of trouble. The first one here in the lime green is Jody Simpson. If she would please stand for the vote. If you'd join me in welcoming her. Number two, Sharon Long, who went through the travels of Aegea and all those sorts of things about the state and, you know, as tenacious as a... the Wolverine crossed with a pit bulldog. Sharon Long, please stand. And you know, finally, people talk about chief of staffs. Well, I'm going to ask Debbie Drummond to stand up. And most of you know Debbie. I think it would be fair to say that this is her 25th year operating here in the legislature, session-wise. Probably near 30 years overall. And her expertise and proactiveness reflect that, and I'd just like you to join me in welcoming her.
Thank you, and everyone knows we will be reaching this again later in the evening. Senator Wilkowski.
I would be remiss, Mr. President, if I didn't introduce two very valuable members of my staff, Shelley Morgan and Michelle Seidman. Please have a seat.
Senator Seidman.
And I'd like to also introduce my chief of staff, Mr. Miles Baker. And he's, for those of you watching at home, he's the guy that worked long and hard hours dealing with the capital budget the last couple of years.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome home. Madam Secretary, back to messages from the House.
Concur message dated April 19th, stating the House passed CS for Senate Bill Number 177, Finance, with the following amendment. House CS for CS for Senate Bill Number 177, Finance, Sport Fish Guide Licenses, Kenai River, SMA, and it is returned for consideration.
Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House Amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 177, Finance, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 177, Finance, and would recommend a yes vote.
Any discussion?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, just to explain the changes. The only change that happened in the other body was the date. Instead of a four-year extension, the bill has been reduced to 1 year. The program will sunset January 1st, 2011, instead of January 1st, 2015. Mr. President, let's go fishing.
Further discussion? The question being, shall the Senate concur in the House Amendment to CS for Senate Bill 177, Finance, thus adopting House CS for CS for Senate Bill 177, Finance? Senators may proceed to vote. The Senator will lock the roll. Do any Senators wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the vote, and the Secretary will tally the vote.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
And so the Senate has concurred in House CS for CS for Senate Bill 177, Finance. Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on concurrence be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. The Secretary will please notify the House.
We have no further messages from the House.
Brief edits. Want to come back to order, please? Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to introduction of guests.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, it's my honor on behalf of the entire Alaska State Senate to introduce a very special guest in Senator Rose Gallery. Speaking for myself personally, she's made an excellent decision today on behalf of the state of Alaska and the folks of Juneau. Please give a warm Senate welcome to the governor of the great state of Alaska, Sarah Palin.
Welcome, Governor. Move down to messages from the Governor, Madam Secretary.
Message dated April 19th stating, I appoint Mr. Dennis Egan to the vacant seat for Senate District B. This appointment supersedes my previous appointments. Response from the Senate Democrats dated April 19th stating, this afternoon the Senate Democrats met to consider Governor Palin's appointment of Dennis Egan to fill the vacant seat in Senate District B. We are pleased to report that he has been confirmed as Juneau State Senator. Signing the report, Senators Davis, Ellis, French, Hoffman, Kukesh, Olson, Pasquin, Thomas, Wilikowski.
Thank you. Senator Stedman and Senator Kukesh, would you escort, please, Dennis Egan into the chamber and up to the podium? Please raise your right hand and repeat after me, inserting your name after the word I. I,
Dennis Egan,
do solemnly swear, that I will support and defend, the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties, as State Senator, to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Please do. Thank you. Would Senator Stedman and Senator Kukesh escort Senator Dennis Egan to his seat? Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to introduction of guests for the purposes of the brand new Juneau Senator to have the opportunity to introduce a very special guest.
Not an objection, so ordered. Senator Egan, would you care to introduce your spouse?
Mr. President, I'm probably going to get this all wrong, but I would like to introduce my wife, Linda, sitting next to Governor Palin. And without her support, over 40 years, and the support of our two beautiful daughters, you know, my service, my public office service would have been possible. And I thought I'd retired, but here I am again. So thank you to my family.
Thank you, Senator. Unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to be dealt with this time? Announcements. Special orders.
Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Permission to speak on legal services staff.
Permission granted.
Thank you. The legal services staff are hard at work every day for all of us, rushing bills through. I just wanted to briefly say a thank you to all of them. We work with Brian Kane all the time on the energy issues. Thank you to him, to Tam Cook, Stu Rowland, Sybil Davis, Liz Todd, Patrice Helmer, Peggy LaMonica, Jerry Luckup, Roland Simonson, Mark Strode, Lori Weed, Eric Zenter, Dennis Bailey, Teresa Bannister, Lori Blankenship, Alphaeus Bullard, Lisa Kirch, Pam Finley, Jack Chenoweth, Mary Ellen Duffy, and Don Bullock. Thank you very much. Your work is noticed by us.
Thank you. Additional special orders? Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, it's a bit extraordinary, but if it's all right with the body, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the senator from Juneau be granted the special privilege of the floor for the purpose of a special order.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I know I'm probably going to make a mistake on this, but permission to speak on representing Juneau?
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, it's a deep honor for me and for my family. I was born and raised in this community, and I offered my name as a compromise candidate, and I want to sincerely thank all members of the legislature, especially the Senate Democrats, that have supported me, especially, again, my family and all the well-wishers that have called in this community, a lot of personal friends of mine and a lot of people that I've never met. And it's a deep honor for me to represent the citizens of this community, and hopefully, to the best of my ability, we'll make progress. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Egan. Additional special orders? Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be granted the special privilege of the floor to thank our floor staff one more time.
Senator Ellis, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. The Rules Chair put through the resolutions or the citations honoring the floor staff. To the folks who are with us year after year and the folks who do all the work around here, all of our individual staffs and our floor staffs here, they've all done an excellent job. And though we thank them before individually and as a group, I think we've got a standing ovation in us for our wonderful floor staff and our secretary's office. So please join me in thanking them once again.
Thank you, Senator Ellis. Additional special orders? Senator Ellis.
If not, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Alaska State Senate stand in adjournment until 1 p.m. Tuesday, January 19th, 2010.
Without objection, so ordered, with Senator Huggins and Senator Pastran notify the House that we have adjourned.